Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to Full Coverage, a podcast for beauty lovers by beauty lovers. I am your host today, best-selling author and beauty obsessive, Lindsay Kelk. I really love beauty, lads. I really, 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 really love makeup and skincare and hair care and all of it. And today we're going to talk about my affordable picks of the year. Now, again, these might not all be brand new things, but they are some of the best products I have used this year that I have absolutely loved. And I don't think we've ever had a better time for affordable products. I think the technology is just out there now. So many of the big brands are doing amazing stuff. We always say this when we talk about affordable products. Look to a lot of the major brands, because if something started in Lancôme or SkinCeuticals, it will eventually find its way down to L'Oreal and Maybelline, and those kind of things are true. So look at the big companies, look who owns what, and just watch for the technology to trickle down, because what you can find on the high street these days, especially in makeup, skincare's always going to be a little bit different, but makeup for sure. You're going to be able to find exceptional formulas and sophisticated formulas and amazing technology in your beauty products on the high street right now. I just want to get into it. Let's just get straight into stuff that I have loved this year. There's so many. The first thing I want to talk about, because it's super seasonal and I don't want it to sell out if it's something that you want, and it just made me so happy. For my money, I talked about this a little bit on our last episode, on our luxury episode. I've been very overwhelmed by beauty this year. There's just been a lot and it's been too stressful and I haven't been able to cope with it. For my money, there are too many collabs. There are so many collabs and so few of them actually are any different or special. It's just a name slapped on something or a brand slapped on something, and it stresses me out. One collaboration that I saw this year that made me so incredibly happy, I immediately bought a load of it because it was affordable and it was seasonal and it just fit the mood perfectly. It was the Wet n Wild Peanuts collection. Now, Peanuts and Snoopy in England, I feel like in the UK, I grew up with Snoopy and Charlie Brown. In the US, it's Peanuts because it's the whole gang, and it's massive. Like, I've been here so long now. I've been in the US for 13 years, so I can't quite remember what my frame of reference was for Snoopy in the UK. Like, I grew up with Snoopy in the 80s and I remember seeing Snoopy stuff when I went on holiday to Spain when I was little, but I don't remember there being like an overwhelming amount of Snoopy. When I was in Primark in November, they had a Snoopy jumper and I bought that Snoopy jumper and I was delighted because it looked really like the Kintium Parker cashmere jumpers that I did not buy because they were £300 and the Primark one I think was £8. So I know Snoopy's a thing, but I don't know how big the Charlie Brown Christmas is at home. Like, maybe he had a resurgence, maybe he came back, but the Charlie Brown Christmas in the US is absolutely massive. Like, we watch it every year. Jeff grew up with it. He loves it. Loves a bit of the Snoop. We've got Snoopy Christmas bedsheets because I am an idiot who loves buying nonsense. But we do have Snoopy Christmas bedsheets, and in December I get out the Snoopy flannel Christmas bedsheets and I love them. I've even got the pajamas. I'm not ashamed. I am a little bit. I should be. But the Wet n Wild Peanuts collection, it's just gorgeous. It's gorgeous for self-gifting. It's gorgeous for giving to other people. There's enough in it that I don't think you can go wrong. I mean, it's a massive collection. collection. There's so much stuff. But there's a gorgeous little makeup bag, which would make a great gift if you don't know what colours people like. There is a multi-stick set that's sort of got shimmery colours and then a taupey brown and then a pretty pink. That would be really easy. There's a waterproof, I love it, the Good Grief Proof waterproof eyeliner. Good Grief Proof, that's magical. If you know they're a liquid eyeliner person, there is a sponge bundle and you can get a little version of Snoopy's doghouse to put your sponges in. I love it. There's brushes. I'm not going to say the brushes are the greatest quality brushes of all time, but if you're buying them for a kid, they're fantastic. There's an eyelash curler. There are tweezers. There is a makeup removing towel. And then there is all the makeup itself. I just really love it. I got the lip oil, which I really, really like. It's all really wearable. It's all incredibly giftable and it is extremely inexpensive. So if you are in the US or if you are somewhere where you can get it shipped, I got some of it on Amazon, which means you can get it bloody anywhere. So I would definitely recommend that. It's just a real just joy maker, just a real happy moment is the Wet n Wild Peanuts collection. Just check it out. It's gorgeous. The next product that I am going to recommend is something I have been using constantly and people keep asking me about it, so I have to recommend it. A couple of months ago, I was in CVS, I was in the drugstore in LA, and I just decided to go slightly mascara crazy. I'm like, if I just buy an absolute load of high street mascaras and find out what's good right now, I can report back. And I am thrilled to report back that I bought three mascaras from Revlon. I bought the Sophia's Big Bad Lash mascara, which I've talked about before. It's in the red tube. I loved it so much. I brought one home for Guns last year because I thought it was so good and I thought she should try it. I love that mascara. It's a big, fluffy, gorgeous lash mascara. I like that it's a red tube. I can find it in my makeup bag. That's fantastic. That remains fantastic. I'm on my third tube, I think, of that. It remains amazing. What I also bought was the So Fierce mascara and the So Fierce Eyes Wide Open mascara. Now, the So Fierce, it has the molded plastic brush, which, you know, some people like, some people don't, but kind of like that Benefit, their real molded plastic, just solid plastic brush. There's not really a lot of give in the brush itself. So you get fantastic comb through. It says it offers length and clump-free, smudge-proof volume, lashes that push the limit for hours and be fierce. So fierce. I don't know about that. But what I do know is it's lovely. It does give gorgeous comb through. It gives beautiful definition. You can get a ton of length and volume out of it. It is very, 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 very black. I love it. It's glossy. It looks soft. It doesn't make your eyes feel crunchy. And I'm just a big, big fan. So I would definitely, definitely, definitely recommend that puppy. And then what I also got was the So Fierce Eyes Wide Open. And I thought, well, how is this going to be different? It is another hard plastic molded brush. It's the same formulation from what I can tell. But the brush was slightly different. It is curvaceous. It is a curvaceous brush, it says. And it's a slight hourglass shape to the wand itself, to the brush itself. And then it twists. So the bristles twist around. They sort of corkscrew around this slightly hourglass shaped brush head. And I gotta say, it works. I don't know what it is about that twist. I don't know what it is about the hourglass shape, but it holds more of a curl. The original mascara is lovely. The Sophia's is good for definition and volume and length. It's an all-rounder. It's a fantastic all-rounder. You're gonna get big, black, impactful eyelashes. Not giant, fluffy ones, but just really impactful, gorgeous eyelashes. I really like it with a smoky eye because I just think it gives it that intense pop. But with the Eyes Wide Open, it gives it an added curl. It is the twist in the brush just gives a really nice added curl. So you're still getting that definition, you're still getting that comb through, but you're also getting a nice added curl. Maybe it looks slightly less thick and volumey because of the curl, but I really like it. And it is smudge resistant. You'll maybe get a little bit of flaking by the end of the day. But as I mentioned in the last episode, I've sort of really been going for a rock and roll smudgy eye lately, and this sort of plays into that perfectly, and I really love it. And they're so affordable. They're under $10 each. They are always on sale somewhere. There's always a drugstore somewhere that's got them on sale. And they're readily accessible. So huge fan of the Revlon mascaras. Also a massive fan of the Maybelline Sky High mascara, which I have used through a lot of this year. Maybelline have done some really nice stuff this year. If you are looking to treat yourself, or if you want a bit of a refresh for Christmas, or you want a bit of a New Year's refresh, and you know, the new year comes around, we're all looking to save money, we're all looking not to splash a ton of cash. Maybelline is kind of killing it. The Sky High mascara I absolutely love. Their glosses right now are absolutely beautiful. I don't know if how long it is since you looked at Maybelline's lip product offering, but it is absolutely stunning. The lip glosses, these aren't brand new. They've been out for like a whole minute, she says. That is a specific timeline. But I have really enjoyed them. It's the lifter gloss, the lip lifter glosses. I just think they're really beautiful. I think they are punching well above their price range. They are easily comparable to any high-end gloss. I also tried a bunch of Tower 28 glosses this year and loved them. But do I love them more than the Maybelline lifter glosses? Don't know, probably not. The only thing I don't love about the Maybelline is the vanilla scented, the sort of vanilla-y scent, which I never really enjoy. But that wears off after just a second. And the other product that I think is amazing from Maybelline this year is the Vinyl Ink Longwear Liquid Lip Color, which is a glossy longwear liquid lip color. And I'm pleased to say it really does work, or it has for me at least. I've got a couple of the colors. I've got one here right now, Red Hot, number 25, color Red Hot. When I'm doing longwear, I tend to, that's where I get my reds. Like, I love a red. I don't wear them all that often. But whenever I'm doing longwear, I tend to go red. I'm not sure why. I also went mad on the NARS Power Matte in, I think, Dragon Lady. I really loved. And that's a bright red too. But these Vinyl Ink Longwear Lip Colours, you apply it. So I saw people talking about saying, it doesn't work, it's watery, it doesn't last, I don't understand it. Let me talk you through. So it's this beautiful square tube, it's really chunky. I really like the look of it as well, actually. What you have to do before you use it, you've got to shake it. It's an Orangina of a lipstick. You've got to shake it to wake it. So you've got to shake it up. I have it in my hand right now. Let me shake it for you. I don't know if you can hear that, but there's like a little ball bearing or something in there to shake it that makes the formula come alive, however that is. Witchcraft, again. And then you need to apply it to your lips, but you mustn't press your lips together. You have to let it dry. So you apply it to your bottom lip or your top lip, whichever way you want to do. But apply, let it dry, let it set, and it will set to a very, very shiny finish that I find very comfortable. Lady Gaga House Labs brought out a similar formula. Urban Decay have a very similar formula. But the Maybelline obviously is far and away the most affordable, and I think far and away the most shade range, the highest number of shades in this range. And I really, really, really like it. It does work. You may have seen it on TikTok. I've seen it all over the place on TikTok. But it's really, really nice. It's very, very affordable, and it's just a really nice pop. As the winter months come in, we want a nice shiny colour. If you want a Christmas party colour, this Red Hot is lovely. And I'm just a very, very big fan.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Another thing I have loved this year, and there are so many of them, is the Sigma Hydro Melt Lip Masks. Now, these to anyone's money, could pass from a distance as the Laneige lip sleeping masks. They are hydromelt lip masks. They have hyaluronic acid, vitamin E, jojoba oil, and shea butter. They come in a bunch of different shades. They're very, very pretty. They're in this little tub. They come with a little spatula so you can scoop it out. And they're just really lovely. I was sent a bunch of these and I have them all over the bloody house. I don't think there's a room where we don't have one that I can just grab it and whack it on me gob. It's really nice. I like using them at bedtime. They are nice to sleep in. They are absolutely packed with great ingredients. So it's that kind of lip mask. It's going to give you that big plush glossy pout that you wake up feeling very moisturized and very lovely. And yeah, the Laneige ones are very, very nice, but they are not inexpensive, are they? So it is nice to have an option, feels a little bit more affordable, and they're packaged nicely. They make nice gifts. They're really nice stocking stuffers or stocking fillers if you're looking for something in that world. I'm just a really big fan, so definitely check those out. In fact, check out everything Sigma have been doing. Had a bit of a closer eye on them this year than I have in the past. And there's been some really fun stuff, like some nice palettes, some nice sparkly powders, and it's much more affordable than a lot of brands. In fact, you could pretty much look at a lot of brands, makeup-wise, and find, I don't think you would find a lot of bad products on the market right now. Like, go look at e.l.f. I think anything e.l.f. are doing in the putty line, the putty primers, which obviously, I mean, in the beginning, you remember when we were like, these putty primers are awfully similar to the Tatcha silk canvas primers? That's because they are. They're very, very similar and they're very, very good. But now the putty line has been extended. There are bronzers, which have been very much likened to the Chanel bronzers, the cream bronzer, which everyone loves, everyone is obsessed with. I don't use bronzers because I am Casper the Friendly Ghost and Casper doesn't catch a tan. But I know everyone loves those. The e.l.f. putty blushes I have used and I've really enjoyed. They're a really pretty formula and I really enjoy those. Go look at NYX. NYX are doing some amazing stuff. I would never turn down a NYX eyebrow product. Their pencils are fantastic. They do a really nice ashy colour for blondes. That is just one of the hardest things to find, honestly, because so many eyebrow pencils are warm toned and that doesn't help anyone. They have a really nice lip liner. They have a really nice sort of, it's an eyebrow glue, I think. It's gives you that big fluffy laminated look that people are absolutely obsessed with. But they're definitely lines to look at if you're looking for bargains. And oh my god, Bourjois came back. It's exclusive to Superdrug. I went slightly nuts when I was in England in November because I'm so delighted to have it back. I still love, to this day, absolutely love the Bourjois Healthy Mix Anti-Fatigue Foundation. It's incredible. It remains incredible. Between that and the Wet n Wild Photo Focus, I just don't know how much you need to spend on fancy foundations. You don't need a spendy foundation if you don't want to buy a spendy foundation. They are just very, 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 very good. So pleased to have those back. The other makeup products I really do feel like I have to give a shout out to, and I was sort of on the fence about whether or not I talk about this, because obviously there is a subscription fee or a joining fee, membership fee associated, which makes it less affordable than it looks on the outset. But Beauty Pie, I just think, are going from strength to strength. They're under eye color correctors. For those who are still mourning the loss of Becca or haven't, you know, I know Smashbox picked up some of their formulations, but if you're still thinking, I'm looking for a new under eye color corrector because Becca had the best ones in the business, you should check out the Beauty Pie product. It is so good. And if you're just trying to make it make sense because you have to buy the membership, the shampoo and conditioner, the Super Healthy Hair shampoo and conditioner are incredible. The Super Healthy Skin body polish and body lotion, there's a body cream, moisturizing body cream, obsessed. I cannot be without that body cream. It is my favorite body product. It is my favorite all over body skincare moisturizer in the whole wide world. I love it beyond the telling. Candles, absolutely amazing. If they're fantastic for gifting, their candles are always gorgeous. The Super Healthy Skin Moisturizer, I absolutely love. There's just so many products that I genuinely think Beauty Pie has more than earned its spot and more than earned its place in your heart if you're looking to save some money but still get really luxey feeling products. The new lipstick collection that Jenna Lyons fronted, that Jenna Lyons curated, absolutely stunning. Just absolutely stunning. And if you're looking to stay on a budget and want to still have fun with your beauty, I don't think a Beauty Pie membership is a bad place to start, because I don't think any of their products have ever let me down. I don't think I've ever used anything from Beauty Pie where I've gone, nah, not for me. Everything I've gotten from there I've really enjoyed. And if you'd like specific recommendations, do hit me up on the DMs on Instagram, because I'm there. But at Lindsay Kelk and not Full Coverage, because we got locked out of the Full Coverage account because it got hacked, and then Instagram would not help us get back in, which was nice. But anyway, that's a complaint for another time. Last three products I want to talk to you about are body products. One is a line, and I just think it's something that is massively overlooked. Maybe not as cheap as some of the other products on this list. I guess these in general aren't, these body care products aren't as cheap as some of the beauty products I've mentioned, but they're still on the more affordable end of beauty. They're definitely not luxury products. Fenty Skin has the best body products. I don't see it talked about very often. I don't see people singing their praises, so I'm going to do it for them. The hand cream, the overnight hand mask, it's so good. I don't think I have used a better hand cream, and I've used so many hand creams. I used the La Mer. I had the La Mer hand cream. I think I got it at an event. I definitely didn't buy it. And this beats that hands down. Hands down, lol, pun not intended, but welcomed. It's so good. If you are looking for a gorgeous hand cream, definitely check out the Fenty. I'm obsessed with it. I also have the Fenty body butter, which is really nice. I prefer the Beauty Pie just because I'm obsessed with the scent of the Beauty Pie. Beauty Pie has like micro oil droplets suspended in the lotion, in the moisturizer, so it doesn't feel as thick and heavy as some do. Like I love the Body Shop body butter, but it's so thick and heavy. The Fenty is much more similar to that than it is to the Beauty Pie. The Beauty Pie feels very light, so it absorbs very quickly, but the scent is gorgeous and the feel is gorgeous. But the Fenty is beautiful too. And I've just been really enjoying that combo. I've been using the Fenty body butter. I'm out of the Beauty Pie. I'm waiting for my restock to be delivered. But the Fenty, I'll put it on my shins and on my arms, my legs, my elbows, and then I'll go in with a hand lotion before I go to bed on my hands. And then I follow that up with another new to me product, which I now cannot be without, just literally cannot be without it. When this runs out, I will have to come back to England to buy more. But it is the Skin and Tonic, skinandtonic.com, if you want to check these out, Calm Balm. Pals, it's so good. I love a lavender scent. I love a sleep product. I've had the This Works pillow spray before, and I think I was just too anxious about how much it cost for it to work. So it was a bit of a misnomer for me. I was like, oh, it's very expensive. The Calm Balm is absolutely gorgeous. It is £14 for a 20ml pot. It is just this really, really beautiful, solid pot of shea butter. It's got lavender, chamomile, calendula in there. What I will usually do is put it on my pulse points, and then I rub it onto the back of my hands after I've applied the Fenty hand lotion to make my hands smell like the Calm Balm. It's gorgeous. There's also a spray, a room and pillow spray that I love, but the Calm Balm is the thing for me. My friend that gave it to me, this was gifted, said that she has one in every bag just to chill her out when she's traveling and moving around London and stuff. And I was like, yes, please. That makes perfect sense. More of that, please, for me. I'm absolutely obsessed. I love it. And that really would make a gorgeous gift. And if you go on the Skin and Tonic website, they have a lot of suggested gift packages. I think you can also buy it at Marks and Spencer's if you're in the UK. So definitely check it out. It's just really lovely. And I'm really into the whole brand in general. There's a bunch of cleansers. There's a bunch of exfoliating waters, face oils. I really want to try more of it. There's a Happy Balm. Ooh, because the Calm Balm works. So I'm keen to try the Happy Balm next. But yeah, I really, really love Skin and Tonic. And I'm so pleased that I tried it. And then the last product, now this is a luxury. It is not necessary. It is not something that you can't buy for 99p from Home Bargains. But on the bigger scale of last week, I was recommending a $165 serum. This is not that. This is an affordable luxury that I think would be a gorgeous gift and a gorgeous gift to self. And it's something that I wanted to try for ages and put it off and put it off and put it off until I actually got it in a subscription box, one of the subscription boxes that I signed up for on a bad day and forgot about and forgot to cancel before it arrived. But it is the Necessaire shower gel. Now, Necessaire has been such a buzzy brand over the last few years. You see it everywhere. It's so hot right now. It's kind of like the reformation of Bath and Body, I feel like. And while it is pricey, it's not the priciest. And what I will say is it's gorgeous. Every time I shower with the Necessaire shower gel, I feel like I'm in luxury. It's like one of those little things. I saw a thread on Twitter yesterday that was like things you can do for yourself or affordable things you can do for yourself that will make you feel rich. And one of them was genius. It's like, just always have a lot of extension cords. Never be like scrabbling for a plug. Always have a lot of phone chargers. Like, you know, buy them cheaply. Phone charging cables and extension cords, and you'll just live like a king. And then like have a pair of scissors in every room. You'll live like a king. You'll never have to go looking for a pair of scissors. And it was really smart because I'm like, yeah, they're really good tips. And the other tip that I love for myself is this Necessaire shower gel. It makes my bathroom smell like a spa. You can get refills for the bottle, so it's good for the environment. And I use the eucalyptus scent. My skin likes it. It's not drying at all. It's very simple. Jeff likes it when he's allowed to use it, which is not always because, as I say, it's not free. And I just really like it. So if you've been thinking about pulling the trigger on an affordable luxury, shall we call it? Because I do think if you're going to give yourself a treat, it should be somewhere in your everyday life that you can really enjoy it. Like, how many times have we said, don't wait to use your fancy perfume, don't wait to use your best lipstick, do it every day. So if you are saving money, if you're buying a Maybelline lipstick and a Revlon mascara and an e.l.f. blusher and a Bourjois foundation, and you're getting your shampoo and conditioner from The Ordinary, which are excellent and so affordable. I mean, almost too affordable to go in this selection because they are so cheap and so good. Can't say enough good things about them. Have said more than enough good things about them. But if you are saving so much money on stuff like that and you just want one little treat for yourself to make yourself feel like you're doing something really special, the Necessaire shower gel for me, the eucalyptus scent, is just so uplifting and so spa-like. It just makes me want to stay in the shower like a couple of minutes longer and just have that minute for myself. And I really, 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 really love it. So I think that's a good place to stop, because otherwise I will just list everything that's around me. And there are so many things. There are so many things. I'm like, oh, there's still a glitter and glows. I haven't seen you in a while. I've been going through my bags, my makeup boxes and bags, as you can tell. Oh, one last thing. You know, I wasn't going to do highlights of the week because Harry isn't here and I don't like singing the song on my own because it's just sad. But I'm going to do it because it's special and I have to. And it is an affordable line and it is a very important treat and it's extremely on brand. And I guess my highlight of the week is going to be the Nails Inc. Percy Pig collaboration. Have you seen it? I know you've seen it because most of you have sent it to me to make sure I saw it. It's incredible. I love it. It's two shades of pink from Nails Inc. To, you know, translate the two shades of pink in our pal Percy. It dries to a Percy scent. I do have it. I haven't tried it yet because I can't bring myself to crack them out of the packaging. How sad is that? But it's gorgeous. It made me so happy. It would make such a fantastic gift. I love it so much. And yeah, everyone kept saying, do you know about this? Do you know about this? I can't keep secrets, friends, but I did know about this. And I knew about this before it came out. And I had it before it came out. And I kept it to myself. Are you proud of me? I'm proud of me. I'm growing as a person. This is a big deal. But that's where I'm going to leave it. Obviously, check out nailsinc.com and Marks and Spencer's to find out more. And just, God, now I'm a Percy Pig. Have I still got some of those Christmas Percy's? When I was in the UK on the tour for the Christmas Wish, so many people gave me Christmas Percy's. I brought them all home and I've been eating them and I don't even know if I've got any left. And you gave me hundreds of them. But I might need to go and have a Percy, and it is lunchtime, so I think a sandwich and a pig pig sandwich? Percy sandwich? No, that sounds horrible. Ooh, they should make like Percy Pig ham, like teddy bear ham. Call me, Marks and Spencers. I'm full of good ideas. Call me about your Percy Pig branding. I'll stop. Anyway, this was our affordable, inexpensive, lovely treats to self, great products at a great price, full coverage special. I hope you enjoyed it. If you want to hang out and chat more makeup, you can come to the Full Coverage Beauty Group. We are facebook.com/fullcoverage. Hit that top pin post and you'll be taken through to the beauty group. You'll be able to hang out, chat makeup with people. You can take part in what's left of our Christmas Advent Calendar Holiday Challenge, which we have loads of ideas for a different look every day, and then you post your picture and share with people, and we love that. We love seeing that. Or you can DM me. I am at Lindsay Kelk on Instagram. Don't go to the Full Coverage Instagram, as I mentioned. I'm at odds with Zuckerberg about that. But anyway, a longer story for another time. Thank you so much for joining me, and I will be back. We've got one more episode coming up this year, and it is my favourites. Just products in general that have made me so happy over the course of 2022. I'm going to share those all with you on our next episode. Thank you so much, pals. I'll speak to you soon. Bye.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.